an ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I know this weekend is a very special weekend. This is for some people, this is Hanukkah, this is Christmas, this is Easter, this is Kwanzaa, this is, I don't know, I can't think of all the holidays right now. This is Martin Luther King Day, this is President's Day, this is New Year's Eve, I don't know what the crap it is. Oh, yeah, I know it is, it's Super Bowl weekend. Yeah, uh-huh. I was so proud of myself. Yes, I'll give you the rules of engagement in just a minute. Hold tight. Just relax. But I was on my weekday show, which, by the way, you can listen to Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. on 630 KL, which you can find on the iHeartRadio app. I was so proud of myself because I know who's playing in the Super Bowl this year. Yeah. It's not Denver. Denver sucks. Yeah. But it is the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, you have to push my ear, Damien, but I think I got this right. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's the Philadelphia Eagles. And they're playing in Goodyear, Arizona. Man, I am so – see, I am. Many of you think that I am un-American, that I'm some sort of communist. Well, I'm not. I actually stand to understand what it is. And then Damien asked me before we started the program, hey, I asked Damien if I could go to his Super Bowl party, and he said no. He said, there's no way. I'm not going to let you go to my Super Bowl party. And then he told me he was going to some other Super Bowl party, and I said, well, can I go as a plus one? And he hesitated for like that. You know when you ask somebody a question and they hesitate for that millisecond, and you know they're thinking, oh, crap, how do I get out of this? And I was going to fly to Los Angeles and go to Damien's Super Bowl party, but no, I was turned down. So I will sit around and probably not watch the game. Oh, I actually will have the game on, but I won't watch it. I'll be doing show prep for Monday's program, and then the wife during – well, I'd like to – you know, I am communist. All right, Damien, whisper in my ear, because I have no – maybe you don't either. I have no clue who the star is for the halftime show. Who is it? It's Rihanna. Oh, okay. Well – in that case, maybe I'll watch. And here's what's great. Mark my words. I don't care. I guess Whitney Houston was probably the exception to the rule. But mark my words, beginning the minute the halftime show is over, everybody will either have loved it or they will hate it, one or the other. Yeah. So this is America's big weekend. And I just don't care. All right, here are the rules of engagement for this program. So mark these down. You should know these already. You should know them by heart. But the rules of engagement for this program are pretty simple. First and foremost, we do a lot of text messages. So you can, of course, you can always email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. But if you're driving around or you're at home, you're on your computer, wherever you're listening, you can always send a text message. You just text to this number, 33103, 33103. Text the word Mike to 33103. And Mike or Michael, either one, just make sure you use that keyword in there. I read the text messages all the time throughout the show. And I would make a point, too, that regardless of when you're listening to this program, some affiliates carry it live, some affiliates time shift it, some affiliates play it two or three times. You may listen on the podcast. Whenever you're listening to it, you can always send me a text message because I read them all the time. Second and foremost, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you'd like to figure out who the hell this is that is doing the weekend show, you want to know who I am, you want to read my bio, you want to download the podcast, stream us, whatever you want to do. We have a one-stop shop for that, and that website is MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. The State of the Union was this week, and now I don't want to rehash the State of the Union because it was a litany of things that fascinated me because it was stuff that really the President of the United States is going to talk. You know, in fact, let me do talk about the State of the Union for a second. The brain's all twisted today, so you're going to have to follow along. The president spent a lot of time talking about fees. He wants to change baggage fees. He wants to change the fees that airlines charge you so the family can sit together. He wants to change the fee that the airline charges you so you can have a seatbelt. He wants to change the fees so that the oxygen mask drops down. You don't have to put a quarter in to get your oxygen. He wants to change fees. And I thought to myself, seriously, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. We got Russia, Ukraine, we got China, we got Venezuela, we've got North Korea, we've got everything going on in this country, and you want to talk about fees, and that's something you spend 5, 10, 15 minutes on during your State of the Union speech? We're screwed. We're totally screwed. So, speaking of the President of the United States of America, I'm sorry, I can't help but chuckle when I think about Joe Biden. They actually see a silver lining in the aftermath of all of the overreaching response to the global COVID pandemic. The overreach includes forcing people to take a putative, look up that word, P-U-T-A-T-I-V, a putative vaccine. It's not really a vaccine. It's a shot. It's an mRNA shot. mRNA refers to the mechanism, the delivery mechanism, by which the so-called medicine, the vaccine, is delivered to your body. So that shot, that medication, that vaccine, whatever you want to call it, is still not fully approved by the Food and Drug Administration. It's under an emergency use authorization, meaning, hey, we haven't done the clinical trials. We really don't know the long-term effects of it. We haven't studied it for a very long time. In fact, we rushed it through so that Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson could make a boatload of money. We did all of these things, and then we ordered people to take it. You had to take the vaccine. Now, for example, in Colorado, the way they did it was the governor here, who wants to run for president, he wants to be president so bad he pees his pants every day, he decided that, you know what, since I might want to run for president, I don't want to full-on mandate that people in Colorado get the vaccine. But instead what I will do is I will tell government agencies that they can mandate the vaccine if people want to get certain, say, government benefits or services. And then I'll leave it up to the counties in Colorado, and counties can require a vaccine if they want to, you know, for you to partake in certain services or go to the DMV or whatever. And then we will allow the health department to tell restaurants that if they want to enforce a vaccine or they want to enforce contact tracing, they can do that. So the Governor Polis here in Colorado was able to kind of enforce a vaccine mandate without really enforcing a vaccine mandate. And of course, then they did the lockdowns and all the other crap that they did. And all of those lockdowns, which proved almost entirely ineffective in stopping the spread of the virus, did result in one apparently positive side effect. The amount of carbon emissions that the United States, in fact, worldwide, that was pumped into the atmosphere dropped significantly. It's amazing what can happen when the country is forced to sit on your ass at home. Now, you can't drive, you can't fly, you can't go out to eat. If you're going to fart, you have to do it inside your own home. You can't do it on the elevator going to work. So, you know, cows are just, you know, they're the only ones out there farting in public anymore. It's amazing what can happen when you stop a worldwide economy that relies primarily upon fossil fuels. The amount of carbon emissions dropped. Well, that didn't go unnoticed. And the do-gooders at the Environmental Protection Agency teamed up with the Energy Department, the Transportation Department, the Housing Department. They all got together and they did a nostalgic look back at all those lockdowns. And when all these bureaucrat beanie weenies, greenie weenies, beanie weenies, whatever you want to call them, got together, they found themselves inspired to float a new climate plan. Isn't that exciting? So a lot like the trial balloon that still is out there to ban gas stoves. And then see, oh, yeah, the Chi-Com balloon, the Chinese Communist Party balloon, or balloons, I should say now, that floated all the way across the country, you know, that should have been shot down. It was filled with helium. It was filled with whatever gases it was using to float across the country. Well, all of that's going on. Seeing gas-guzzling vehicles as a major emitter of carbon emissions, those same D.C. bureaucrats have come up with a plan aimed at keeping you at home again. Now, I know many of us, for example, I can do, because of modern technology and the way that radio is now distributed across not just terrestrial airwaves, but across streaming devices. You can listen to it on Alexa, you can listen on a HomePod, you can listen on your computer, your laptop, your smartphone. You can listen to this program anywhere. Well, because of modern technology and the fact that we now consume content like this program anywhere, I can actually do this program from anywhere. I could be at my undisclosed location in New Mexico. I could be at my home studio not far from here in Denver. Or I could actually be where I am right now in the iHeart Studios in Denver. But what if I was required to stay home and not get in my car, which I did so I could stop and get a Diet Coke on the way in? By the way, we should ban Diet Cokes, too. What if we came up with a plan to keep people at home? And we call it, instead of, you know, COVID, we call it something else. And that something else, well, stay tuned. I'll tell you what that something else is when we get back. But before we go, though, you know that I conceal carry a handgun. And I do that because I've trained with it, I've shoot with it, I've shot since I was 6 years old. I understand guns, and I'm very comfortable with it. But I know a lot of people aren't. That's why I want you to know about Hero 2020's products, because you can still exercise self-defense, but in a non-lethal way. All of these Hero products shoot projectiles that are filled with pepper powder or pepper gel that when they strike your assailant, the thug that is attacking you, it causes that person to drop to the ground, writhing in pain, giving you time to call 911 or to escape the situation. All these products are concealable. You don't need a carry permit. There are two products. There's the original Hero 2020, and now there's a new product called the Arrow, which is the size of a remote control, fits in your pocket, can fit in a purse. Very easy to conceal, very easy to carry. I want you to get one of these for yourself today, or for a loved one, maybe a spouse, maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Go to hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, as a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. What is indeed that word that we might use coming up next?
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, courage, commitment. Marine Corps art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Go to this website for everything else. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So think about this. So all these bureaucrats recognize that during the lockdown, which is kind of ironic, because when you lock down the entire world economy, of course pollution is going to reduce. Of course consumption is going to reduce. Of course emissions are going to reduce. All of this is going to reduce because nobody's doing anything except sitting at home twiddling their thumbs. Unless you were an essential employee, which I was, versus a non-essential employee, which is another stupid thing about the lockdowns. You know, isn't it fascinating, too, how quickly we forget about the lockdowns, and we've all moved on to other things? Now the balloons take all of our attention. Ukraine takes all of our attention. And so now we forget about everything that we were all pissed off about 2 years ago. Well, my job today is to piss you off again. Because what they're doing is they're going back to all of that stuff and they're realizing, oh, and I find it fascinating because if they had their way, if the environmentalists had their way, they would just destroy all of mankind. Just turn the earth back before God said, you know, before he created Adam and Eve, just let the world, the earth be that without humans on it. That's the ultimate goal of the environmentalists. Is to just rid the planet of human beings. I guess for everybody except them. So now they've come up with a new term. And before I tell you what that new term is, just to give it some perspective, this is the President of the United States of America.
Egypt, the great pyramids and ancient artifacts stand as testament to millennia of human ingenuity. We see our mission to avert climate catastrophe and seize a new clean energy economy not only as an imperative for our present and future, but through the eyes of history. According to the World Meteorological Organization, the past 8 years have been the warmest on record. In the United States, we're seeing historic drought and wildfires in the West, devastating hurricanes and storms in the East. Here in Africa, home to many nations considered most vulnerable to climate change, food insecurity. Hunger follows 4 years of intense drought in the Horn of Africa. Meanwhile, the Niger River in West Africa, swollen because of more intense rainfall.
I find this clip so funny because it's so contradictory. There were no record hurricanes this year. No, none whatsoever. Historic drought and wildfire? Well, when someone says historic, that means that something similar has happened before. Does anybody remember the dust? Well, you don't remember, but you studied the Dust Bowl. There's a great book called The Worst Hard Times, which describes the Dust Bowl and what it was like living through that, which my grandparents did. My grandparents were Okies, headed from, the Oklahoma Panhandle, trying to get to California. Didn't make it. Thank goodness they didn't make it to California. They only made it to Sawatch, Colorado. Go look that up. See where that is, the middle of nowhere. And then he talks about record drought on the Horn of Africa, but up on the Nile, there's record rainfall and there's flooding. The river is, pouring out of its banks. That's called Mother Nature. Something bad over here, something good over here, something good, something bad. It's the way nature works. It's the way nature's always worked. But they like to point out today extreme examples. And that's why now on the newscast, if there's a big-ass storm, say, going up the eastern seaboard, which happens all the time, giant snowstorms, well, now it's not put in terms of, hey, Cleveland's going to get so many inches of snow, Buffalo's going to be snowed in with, so many feet of snow, and it might even snow as far south as Charleston, South Carolina. Oh, my gosh! No, now it's put in terms of, this snowstorm is going to affect 32 or, maybe more than that, 125 million Americans. Really? And the point of that is, so what?
Is wreaking havoc on fishing and farming communities. In Nigeria, flooding has recently killed 600 people.
Wait a minute. Flooding has killed 600 people in Nigeria. An earthquake, which they cannot stop, has killed upwards of 25,000 in Turkey. That's Mother Nature, too. Okay, the T's, the word. How about an emissions lockdown? Yeah, let's talk about emissions lockdown. Because that's the next big goal of all of these bureaucrats that want to exercise control over you. Emissions lockdown. That's coming up next.
Told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Back to the week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Go to this website to get the podcast. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So we're talking about climate lockdowns. That's what really is the takeaway from this past week's State of the Union address. And to understand the mindset of the president, let's go back to the G20 summit when he said,
Africa, Meanwhile, the Niger River in West Africa, swollen because of more intense rainfall, is wreaking havoc on fishing and farming communities. In Nigeria, flooding has recently killed 600 people. 1.3 million more are displaced. Seasonal livestock migration routes have been used for hundreds of years, are being altered, increasing the risk of conflict between herders and local farming communities. The climate crisis is about human security, economic security, environmental security, national security, and the very life of the planet.
Oh, so the climate crisis is about human security, national security, economic security, political security. It's about the very life of the planet. You know, I am I'm on the tail end of the boomers. So I'm a young boomer. We're going to talk about millennials probably in the next hour. So I'm a young boomer. And when I was in high school, on the high school debate team, one of the things that we had to debate was the coming ice age. Oh my God. And the evidence that we had to get and research and find, you know, we didn't have the ability to really look at everything like we do today. But as a high school debater, I had to take both sides of that issue. You know, there's a coming ice age, there's not a coming ice age. But the fear that was pushed on us. You can find it by finding old newspaper headlines. There's this ice age coming, and we got to do something about it. And then it turned into, there was this global warming period coming. We're going to all burn to death. And then they changed the words to climate change. And then every climate activist told us that if we don't do something within the next 10 years, and now we've been through at least 30, 40, 50 years of that, if we don't do something within the next, you know, 2 years or 3 years, it's going to be the end of whatever. Then if the population continues to increase, it's going to be the end of the planet. The population has continued to increase, and food production, everything else has continued to increase. It is this stupid mindset that even if you accept climate change, and you accept climate change as something that is harmful, how is it harmful if there's a 1.5 degree centigrade increase in the world's temperature, wherever you take the world's temperature, and that increases the growing season or turns Greenland right actually back into Greenland, which is where it got its original name? What if the growing season north of the U.S.-Canadian border continues further into Saskatchewan? And Saskatchewan has a greater growing season for all the wheat that it grows, or in Alberta, or any of the other Canadian provinces. This fear-mongering is out of control. And the fear-mongering has got us to the point where now, having seen how easy it was to control the American population, in fact, the world population, we're now going to do an emissions lockdown. And so Biden set this ridiculous goal of getting us in this country to net zero emissions by 2050. And then he admits in the State of the Union, well, but you know we're going to need fossil fuels for at least the next decade. Okay, so that takes us to 2033. That cuts it down to 17 years. And then he said, well, and maybe even beyond that. So he admitted during the State of the Union that his goal of getting to net zero emissions by 2050, one, is not attainable, and two, you can't do it without fossil fuels. And it's hilarious because the primary means that fuels the American economy and our economic engine is transportation, which relies on fossil fuels. You know, I don't know about you, but the vast majority of people that I see driving on the highways are still driving personal vehicles, and the majority of those vehicles are still gas-powered. Oh, I see the Teslas. I see the Priuses. I see that the new, whatever that, Rivian or whatever that model is, that company. I see those occasionally. But the internal combustion engine still outnumbers electric vehicles by, I don't know, 1,000 to 1? the probability of completely switching us over to electric vehicles is not only impractical, it's impossible in the foreseeable future. Well, that is if we remain free, and we remain free to choose how we get to and from work, or to and from the grocery store, or to and from anything, to go see grandma. What the Biden plan about zero emissions, net, I've always been curious too. It's not just zero emissions. It's they want to get to net zero emissions. I guess it's an admission that there will always be some emissions, but we want to get to a net zero. What that plan conveniently ignores is the high cost that the lockdowns had on America's small businesses. For just one example, more than 100,000. As you're driving around this week, you know, okay, I joked about the Super Bowl at the beginning of the hour. But many of you will go to small liquor stores. You'll go to convenience stores. You'll go to small businesses. You'll go to a lot of different places over the weekend. Do you know that during the lockdowns, more than 100,000 of those small businesses permanently closed following the COVID lockdowns? And you go to many of them today, and they're still struggling just to get back to where they were prior to the pandemic. And that's because businesses run on in-person interaction. You and I are social animals, whether we want to admit it or not. You know, I joke that I hate people. Well, I hate people because there's a lot of really dumbasses in the world. And if you don't believe, if you think that I'm exaggerating about that, or that's an irrational statement to make, look around. when you go to work, look to your left, look to your right. As you're in the mall, look to your left, look to your right. When you're in a restaurant, look at the table sitting next to you. Listen, kind of, you know, eavesdrop, listening on the conversation. There are stupid people everywhere. But nonetheless, we are social animals that need human interaction. Even here at iHeart, at my company that produces all these radio programs, all these podcasts, I would say the vast majority of people still work remotely. But you know what we do? They still require people to come in, at least they do in Denver, at least once a week to have face-to-face meetings. And I had a personal experience with that the other day. There was something I needed to talk to my local supervisor, my local program director about. And because he has so many other things he has to do, I was reticent to send him an email because I knew it would get buried in the inbox. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just see him someday when he's around. And so what I needed to get done kept getting put off for several days, and then, boom, we happened to run into each other. And so me, my producer, and my program director are able to stand in a hallway and face-to-face have a conversation where we can see each other's expressions, where we can gesture and explain what we're trying to accomplish, what we want to do, and, of course, because we were able to do that in person versus an email, he was like, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. Let's do that. And in fact, he turned to one of the engineers who happened to be walking by and said, oh, yeah, hey, come here. And he told the engineer what we were talking about and said, get me an estimate on getting this done, and let's see how quickly we can get it done. We're social animals by nature. You've heard of the Job Creators Network? Alfred Ortiz is the president of that network. He blasted this climate lockdown plan. He said that once again, the Biden administration is blindly pursuing a green agenda despite the unintended consequences that it poses to the economy and more specifically to small businesses. He says small businesses struggled to survive the pandemic, and we don't need to return to a similar environment in which in-person consumer demand is severely compromised. I don't know. Again, I don't know about you, but I can only relate. I can't only relate. But I primarily relate to how I interact. I don't mind buying things online. I think if I'm buying something like I need dog food, so I use Chewy. This is not an advertisement for Chewy, but I use Chewy because you know why? Because Chewy FedExes, because I got two giant Lean burgers, which eat out, you know, consume all of my salary paying for their food. So FedEx delivers it to me. They put it on my front porch. I don't have to lug it around from the pets. You know, sorry for all the pet stores. I don't have to lug it around out of your store into my trunk, drive it home, lug it into the garage, lug it into the house, dump it into the bin. No, FedEx brings it right to me. There are other things, though, that I like to feel, see, and touch before I buy. A piece of clothing, a pair of shoes, whatever it might be. I want to feel and touch that. When it comes to dining out, I don't want to haul food home and eat it at home. Very few restaurants can really do good takeaway, as they say in Europe, or good carry out. It's another example of how small businesses really need human in-person consumer demand that Alfred Ortiz at the Job Creators Network says is severely compromised and necessary to keep small businesses operating. So in also pushing to try to return to more remote learning, all of these federal government planners ignore the massively negative consequences of the lockdown on kids' education. Virtual learning, an absolute nothing more than a stopgap measure that has proven to be a much less effective means of education for almost all children. You don't believe it? I don't know about you. But if you've ever had a Zoom meeting, a Microsoft Teams meeting, I've watched people. First, how many people actually turn their cameras on so the rest of your team can see you? Well, you don't turn your camera on because you're doing other things. You know, you turn your microphone off, you turn your camera off, you got your audio on so you can listen to the boss. But you're doing other things. You're an adult. Well, supposedly an adult. Ostensibly an adult. Now think about some, you know, 8-year-old rugrat whose mind is more addled with ADHD than mine is. You expect them to focus on a screen? The only screen they want to focus on is whatever game they've been playing. Younger children need so much more hands-on supervision and direct interaction, not just with their teachers, but with their peers. It's how they learn to socialize. It's how they learn to interact with one another. It's so dang important. But once again, every chance they have, well, you know what? Maybe we should go back to some more remote learning. Oh, colleges and universities do it all the time now. Now, there are a lot of other elements that would play into this, you know, kind of climate lockdown as well, But the nature of bureaucrats is to regulate and is to control with a singular goal in mind that, from their perspective, outweighs any other consideration. That's just how they operate. A free society prizes, it worships, it needs individual freedom while absolutely eschewing the diktats of top-down control. And why is that? Why do bureaucrats act that way? Why do they think that way? It's fascinating because, let me explain next, because they operate in a form of remote environment, remote work, remote learning. But it's not they themselves that is remote. I'll explain what that means next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Climate control. Climate lockdowns. That's the new thing that the Biden administration is after. And I find it funny because there's a particular individual that sends me lots of text messages. And he thinks that I do nothing but spew misinformation. And I always find that fascinating. Because when you study what's going on with the climate, you know, it's a scam. It's always been a scam. And it's been a scam because the climate has always changed. Regardless of whether humans populated the planet or not, the climate has always changed. And controlling the climate, it is way beyond our control. It's affected more by sunspots and sun activity and moisture in the air than it is anything else. And to think that we can control that is the height of arrogance. There are so many elements, as I said, that play into this idea of a climate lockdown. And I said that the nature of bureaucrats is to regulate and control with a singular goal in mind that outweighs any other consideration. And the reason for that is bureaucrats operate in a vacuum. Oh, yeah, they lead lives like we do. You know, they live and breathe. They go to the bathroom. They shower. Well, I hope they shower. They eat. They poop. They do everything that we do. Except that you talk about an ivory tower. Bureaucrats live in an ivory tower. And in that ivory tower, because a bureaucrat inside the Beltway, inside D.C., D.C. is fake, a lot like Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas is just all fake. It's, you know, you got the fake facades. Everything's fake. It's just, it's a fantasy world for adults. Much like Disneyland or Disney World is a fantasy land for, well, adults who haven't grown up and their kids. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's what it is. D.C. is that same way. And these bureaucrats live in these ivory towers, and they, after, you know, a new bureaucrat might not be quite as bad. But if bureaucrats have been there, that has been there for 10, 20, their entire working career, develop a mindset that's it. And let me just say before I tell you what their mindset is. I know because I spent 6 years inside the bowel of that bureaucracy as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. I watched them. I dealt with them. I had to maneuver around them. I had to push and shove them to get them to do certain things. Because they believe that they know better than you do how to live your life. And they believe that they are the ultimate arbiters of how we ought to live our lives. And that is, some refer to it as the deep state. I refer to it as the permanent ruling class. You know, politicians come and go. They don't go often enough. They just come and they stay too long. But if you think that politicians rule over the bureaucrats, you've got it entirely backwards and entirely upside down. The bureaucrats themselves are the ones that tell the politicians, oh, yeah, no, we can't do that. Or no, we won't do that. They're the ones in control. It is absolutely not the other way around. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. When we get back, I want to talk briefly about, where did it go? Oh, I want to talk about millennials.
I've told you about my lower back pain and how kneeling in church on Sunday was becoming nearly unbearable. Sebastian Gorka here. I've also told you about how Relief Factor has helped almost eliminate my pain. Now, let me tell you what Robert in California says about his experience with Relief Factor. Robert writes, I didn't think Relief Factor was working until I ran out mid-month. After about 3 days, the pain was back to where it started. It was a great test for me to see how much Relief Factor really works. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing and living the life you love. Your first step to becoming pain-free from aches and pains from daily living could be just to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. That's relieffactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes, and their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair, new name, same great service and location, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The sometimes heartbreaking work and other times joyous work of trying to find victims who are still alive amid the rubble in that earthquake-stricken zone between Turkey and Syria continues today. Martin Griffiths is the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs.
It's deeply, deeply, deeply shocking, the idea that these mountains of rubble still hold people, some of them still alive, many of them dead. We haven't yet begun to really count the ultimate number who may have died.
And this woman, Renee Jen, says it's important for her to try to do something to help get relief supplies to all the survivors.
I'm here helping with collections that are going to be sent to Syria for the earthquake victims. One of my friends was in contact with this organization, helped gather a lot of donations that we dropped off, and now we're all here helping to pack and label the boxes to be put on the flight to go over to Syria.
Rescue workers still racing against time to pull survivors from the rubble. Some successful rescues have occurred in Turkey, and aid groups said hope is fading fast in parts of Syria. Iran today celebrating the 44th anniversary of its 1979 Islamic Revolution.
The annual commemoration of the revolution that turned Iran into a theocratic state is always a show of strength by the country's leaders. Tens of thousands of Iranians are taking part across the country, chanting slogans and waving banners that, as usual, condemn the US and Israel. The UK and Saudi Arabia are also prominent this year in the denunciations. All four countries have been portrayed by the authorities as the instigators of the wave of anti-government protests that have challenged the very core of the theocracy that's ruled the country since 1979.
That's Sebastian Usher. More from townhall.com.
Nestle Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
A building thought to be the oldest surviving schoolhouse for black children in the U.S. has been moved to Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia.
The original structure was built 25 years before the American Revolution near the college campus of William & Mary. Most of its students were enslaved. Hundreds of people lined the streets Friday to watch its slow-speed journey into the colonial city, which serves as a living history museum of the late 1700s.
That is Keith Peters reporting. In Australia, Norfolk Island residents are bracing for damage from Cyclone Gabrielle.
Winds of up to 155 kilometers per hour are forecast, along with very heavy rain and abnormally high tides. Administrators on the island say that they are well prepared, but Australia's Bureau of Meteorology says in the last 30 or 40 years, only three
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer. More from townhall.com. German authorities say European investigators have shut down an encrypted communication service that was being used as a secure channel for organized crime.
Police say more than 70 properties were searched in Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Poland when the arrests were made. They note that those arrested were users, operators, and administrators of communication service Exclu. The detentions resulted from an investigation launched in 2020.
That's Jeremy House, a major move involving legendary radio broadcasts.
An effort to digitize more than 200 Boston Pops radio broadcasts conducted by John Williams from 1979 through 1991 now nearly complete. The project is to preserve 233 live radio broadcasts recorded on quarter-inch reel-to-reel tapes that are now very fragile. And
that is Jason Walker reporting. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in and listening. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty easy. You text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103. That's the text line. I read the texts as often as I can during the program, and I read them all the time, 7 days a week. So regardless of when you're listening to the program, whether you're listening live, delayed, or a podcast, you can always send me a text message. Now, you might give me a little context about what you're talking about, but I read the text messages all the time. And as my audience will tell you on my local program in Denver, text messages oftentimes can completely derail this program because you get me off on a tangent that I think is worth discussing. You can also go to this website if you want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. You want to download the program. You want to find where your local affiliate is. You want to see Michael's merch. You want to see all of that stuff. You simply go to this one website. Everything is there. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. I want to talk about millennials, and in particular, I want to talk about what I would consider to be the conservative or those millennials that are on the right. And I know this is a dangerous subject to approach, because anytime you talk about a group of people, you're subject to being called a bigot, a racist, whatever it might be, and you're also subject to, hey, you're making way too many generalizations. And I understand that. But there is, I think, generally speaking, this is based on a couple of stories I read over the past couple of days, about millennials beginning to show their age. Now, boomers, hell's bells, we're showing our age like crazy, all right? Millennials, listen up. I think you're starting to show your age a little bit, too. I would describe millennials this way. And I know it's generalized. So if you're a millennial and you don't fit this category, I get it. What I want you to think about is, do you know people who fit these categories? I'd love to hear from millennials as I talk about this. Text the word Mike to 33103. Tell me your age when you do. I know it's impolite to ask a woman her age. I don't care right now. I want to know how old you are if you're responding to this story. I would describe millennials as overeducated and underemployed. Overeducated, underemployed. Raised on social media. The millennials, this overeducated, underemployed, raised on social media group of people, I think there was a time when they were seeking solace from all of these diminished life opportunities. they would seek some sort of solace or meaning or whatever behind video games, computer screens, smartphones, because that's what this generation, boomers, gave you. We gave you video games. Now, of course, I remember the first time we got our kids Pac-Man. Does that date me? I hear the audio of Pac-Man. I hear that sound, and I go right back to that very moment. Pac-Man audio.
I was down to talk.
I guess I'll do that in a minute. When you think about millennials, and you think about how they were raised on all of those things, even for those who had really good prospects, I think for a lot of them, nothing felt more real, more genuine, than gaming, watching, and posting. That was their lives. You might have a job, but when you got home, married or not married, you played the video games, or you were watching something on a screen. And because social media became really of age when you were coming of age, posting. And then it was only a matter of time before the American media, the cabal, the ruling elite, the dominant media, the tech giants, they delivered a story of a millennial forced to choose between pure posting and real politics. And with the past 20 years as I think a guide, that decision was inevitable. And they would choose the post. Not real politics, but posting. You know, it's often said that Nero was alleged to have fiddled while Rome burned. But a millennial poster would today log on to Twitter. And I can't say the word on air, but substitute the first part of the word, feces, posting. They would be feces posting their way through the cancellation of everything that prior generations might have held dear. I want to give you an example of that. The Chicago Reader, it's now been not quite a month ago, back on January 19th, they revealed that a campaign attorney who was running for office in Chicago's 25th Police District with the backing of the Fraternal Order of Police, a guy by the name, he's 36 years old, by the name of Pericles Perry Abbasi, had a history of posting really bizarre and unseemly content on social media. Now, that's not breaking news. How many stories do we hear of people either getting canceled or people getting berated or whatever for old posts, old social media posts? So what do? The mob goes after people like that. So here's a guy that's running for office in Chicago's 25th Police District. He's got the backing of the Fraternal Order of Police, the FOP. And then suddenly, because somebody starts digging around, because he's running for public office, they find all of this unseemly content on social media. And in a leaked screenshot from a group chat, he had written that, quote, "the horrible black diet," close quote, "was the reason for 13 over 50. Now, 13 over 50 is a really common internet meme about black Americans' percentage of the population, which is about 13%, and their supposed share of violent crime they commit, which is statistically around 50%. And here's this guy claiming it's their diet. Their diet is causing 1350, is causing 13% of the population to commit 50% of the violent crimes around the country? Okay. You've got my attention. I think it's crazy, but because it's crazy, it's got my attention. Now, he denied these accusations of bigotry. He claimed he didn't remember anything that he was alleged to have written. Now, parenthetical here, or footnote here. I often encourage you to go follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you ask me what, on the first year, I don't know how long I've been on Twitter now, 10, 15 years, what my tweet was or my tweets that first year I was on Twitter, what were they? I don't know. I haven't gone back and looked. I don't know what they are. I've now been on radio for 17 years. I'm going on my 17th year on radio in Denver and now nationally syndicated. I'm certain, I'm absolutely certain that I have said things that people could go back and either within context or out of context say, oh my gosh, listen to what he said. Look at how outrageous he is. Well, I'm pretty outrageous anyway, but that would be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious outrageous. That was the internet, he was arguing. And if he thought of something funny, he would immediately post it. If that meant writing a tweet about how a relationship with a 36-year-old woman led him to conclude that child porn sentencing is far too long, then so be it, he said. If it meant, quote, making up insane things to stir feces up, close quote, then it meant just that. He even then admitted to the Chicago Reader, he couldn't even remember what he had posted 48 hours ago. It was all just a blur of posting, retweets, engagements, likes, everything, because that is the life of people who are consumed by social media. Now, I like social media. I like posting. I've asked you to go watch, look at my, follow me on Instagram. Do you know why I'd like for you to follow me on Instagram? Well, because, one, it's an insight into my personal life versus my political life. Two, I think it shows to some degree my creative artistic side. I've loved photography since I got my first camera when I was probably 10 years old. So I love photography. Twitter, I ask you to follow me on Twitter. Oh, by the way, the Instagram account at Michael D. Brown. I ask you to follow me on Twitter. Why? Because Twitter is oftentimes places where I will either retweet, or I will find stories, or I will comment on stories, trying to get people to think a little differently about something. Now, I have friends who are obsessive about Twitter. They're on Twitter from morning, noon, and night. I kind of go in these ups and downs. I'm like waves. I go in waves. I go in tweet storms. Then I calm down. Then I go in another tweet storm. So follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. And Facebook, it's at Michael D. Brown. Facebook.com/Michael D. Brown. I'm not consumed by it. I like social media. I use social media. In fact, social media is part of my contractual arrangement with Premier Radio Networks and iHeartMedia. But I'm not. For example, this guy, Abbasi, has posted nearly 104,000 times over the past 4 years, averaging roughly 70 tweets every single day. Now, you can also assume that he retweeted hundreds of replies each day. So in a sense, when he talks about he can't remember things, he was probably telling the truth because he was lost in that cauldron of social media living from post to post. And I think that's a lot of millennials today. The video games, the social media, not living in the real world, isolated, overeducated, underemployed. Now, a lot of Abbasi's clients, remember he's an election attorney, they were less than impressed by it. The original report in the Chicago Reader was quickly amended. And I'll tell you why it was quickly amended, because that's interesting in and of itself. The point of this story is that's the generation that when I ask that it's, or I say that it's time for a generational change in politics, that it's time for boomers to get the hell out of the way, not just the boomers, but the really old farts like, you know, the Chuck Schumers and the Mitch McConnell's of the world, or the Joe Biden's of the world, come on, move on, get out of the way. You've had your time. You've done your destruction. It's time for a new generation to do it. Well, that new generation is millennials. I don't know that Abbasi represents all millennials, but I think he's a great example of that generation that I'm asking to take over politics. Hey, listen, I want to tell you something before we go. If you want to protect yourself against an attack on you personally or a family member, but you're not comfortable carrying a firearm like I am, then I want you to learn about Hero's non-lethal products. You see, Hero is the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. That's a non-lethal gun. And the award-winning Arrow. That's their new product that's about the size of a remote control, fits in your pocket, fits in a purse. All of these Hero products are concealable. You don't need a carry permit. But what they do is they shoot either a pepper powder or a pepper gel that causes uncontrollable pain for your attacker. That gives you time to call 911 to escape the situation, to get to safety, to protect yourself from that attacker. Both of these products are non-lethal. They allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I've got one, my wife one, I've got one for lots of friends. I want you to get one today for yourself, your spouse, maybe someone at work, maybe an elderly person that you know needs self-defense, but they don't want a gun. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go online to the website, hero2020.com, hero2020.com, and I want you to use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. The Millennial Abbasi and the Chicago Reader's Retraction next.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Talk about this generational shift that I want to see in politics. It's time for the old fart baby boomers to move on. And it's time for millennials, for that matter, Gen Xers, Gen Yers, Gen Zers, whatever, to kind of move into. But then I read stories about some millennials, not all, but some, and I think the story of Chicago is a quintessential example of what I'm talking about, because this particular millennial is actively engaged in politics. And it's not turning out too well. It's the best way to describe it. So here is his, as I said earlier, his name is Pericles Periabasi. He's a campaign attorney. He was running for office in Chicago's 25th Police District. He had the backing of the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police. He was moving right along, and then suddenly, boom, what does the media do? Which is kind of the conundrum that people face running for elective office. It's why we have a hard time getting, and I think in this case millennials, to run for public office. Because the minute we do, the cabal, which is that unholy alliance of the dominant media, the tech giants, and the ruling elite, just start pounding on anybody who dares challenge their little regime that they've got going. And so they start digging around. You know, Huey Long, former governor of Louisiana, corrupt individual. Once in the great, great history about Huey Long, you should read it sometime. He once famously said that there is always something. And that's true. There is always something. Because we're human beings, because we're sinners in the eyes of God, we've all committed sins that we don't really want anybody to know that we did that. Huey Long's right. There is always something. And in the case of Pericles Periabasi, who just simply he's a millennial, just wants to run for office, conservative, part of the right, there was something. And so I'm sitting here encouraging people, and I've always encouraged people to get involved in politics. And at the same time, I recognize, because I've also gone through that. You think I haven't gone through hell in politics? Then you don't know my history. Of course I have. But this idea that Huey Long says that there is always something does not mean that whatever that always something is ought to preclude people from being actively engaged in politics. So Abbasi runs for office. And Chicago Reader starts digging into his background and starts finding all of these, what are truly, in my opinion, kind of bigoted, prejudicial, almost racist kinds of things, memes that he's posted. Does that disqualify him? He's a practicing attorney. He does election law, ironically. A lot of clients really upset by it. The original report in the Chicago Reader was quickly amended to insert various statements from a bunch of political figures whose campaigns had him, each stating that his comments were unacceptable. So now they're trying to separate. They're trying to distance themselves from him. But then Abbasi doubles down. He doubles down, posting a series of tweets about how being canceled was a choice, that he was an alpha male. And thus, he was above apologizing for things simply out of principle. And get this, that Osama bin Laden himself taught us that people will always prefer a strong horse to a weak horse. Then he got a like on one of his tweets from Elon Musk, and that was it. He declared that his era of cancellation had ended because Elon Musk had...
I tried Relief Factor for hip pain and was surprised that it also helped relieve my shoulder and foot discomfort. After taking it for a month, I stopped. And sure enough, the pain returned. So I started taking Relief Factor again. And within a week, the pain was relieved. I'm now taking Relief Factor daily. Well, thank you, David. You know, I've heard your story before. People stopping and then starting again because it works. As you all know, I had trouble with aches and pains, and climbing steps was brutal. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for the highly discounted price of $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Thank you.
welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about this guy, Abbasi from Chicago, about how the whole theme of this hour is, I'm looking for a generational change in politics. And so if I'm looking for a generational change in politics, the only place for me to look is over my shoulder, or to turn around and look straight forward at that generation, and that generation are the millennials. And then I read these stories that, to some degree, I know it's a generalization, but I do believe this about millennials. I do believe that they are overeducated and they're underemployed. And what do I mean by that? They received probably the greatest educational opportunities ever, because my generation, like my parents' generation, kept saying, you know, my parents, neither of whom had a college degree, it was imperative that I go to college. Now, it's questionable, because I myself wanted to get a college degree because I always wanted to be a lawyer. So I worked hard to get that law degree. But it's almost, did I really want to get that law degree, or did my parents push me? I think it was a combination of both. Education was so important. So when it came to my children, who are millennials, it was, you know, you're going to have, you know, you have to have a degree. You have to go to college. And we gave our kids the chances that we never had, in the sense that we paid for it. Oh, you want to go to a private school in San Francisco? Okay. You know, really, we're sending our daughter to San Francisco to go to a private school? Really? Are we nuts? Between the money and actually living in downtown San Francisco? Yeah, so we did it. So we pushed it. Now, I don't think either one of my children are underemployed. They're both very successful. I think they're probably an exception. Because I do think my children, they're exceptional. In a good way. So this Abbasi, though, I think is an example, because, and the reason I'm using him is because there were a couple of stories written about him. And he's a great example of why, when I look over my shoulder and I say, go get involved in politics, the people I want to get involved in politics are not the people, it's not the Abbasis of the world. I don't think this guy is necessarily that smart. When he is refusing to apologize for anything that he may have said because he's an alpha male, and alpha males don't apologize, well, buddy, guess what? You got something to learn. An apology is a powerful tool. And it's, I don't mean tool in the sense that you ought to just use it to get, you know, to get something, but it's a powerful tool in this sense. If you sincerely apologize about something, because you recognize that you did something wrong, that you made a mistake, and you apologize that from a sincere point in your heart, that is powerful for you, and it's powerful for the people that you're apologizing to, and it has huge, huge impact on your life. But here's he, using Osama bin Laden, UBL, and saying that UBL taught us that people always prefer a strong horse to a weak horse. Well, let me tell you something, bucko. An apology is not the sign of a weak horse. An apology is the sign of a strong horse. And admitting that you were wrong about something is a show of strength, is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. Now, at first glance, this entire story appears to be just a fairly mundane political story. Political candidates, semi-public figures, have their improprieties revealed in the press all of the time. And when you add to that careless millennial social media posters, hell's bells, they've been ruining their careers for years. But this story of Abbasi deserves a second look, because it shows a crash between two different worlds, and reveals what happens when millennial online culture collides with reality. That's why this story, I think, is so fascinating to me. Now, you think about what his job was, his career. He was an attorney for political organizations and political campaigns. He had begun to make inroads with right-leaning groups like the Fraternal Order of Police. That is based on trust and professional reputation. But the Chicago Reader story and that revelation put his other reputation at risk. His reputation in the online world of posting, where he was one of the most prolific posters on social media, perhaps maybe the most prolific as far as the sheer volume of content of production is concerned. And in this world, online micro-celebrities fight with each other tooth and claw for they want likes, they want attention, they want followers. Their social position inside a myriad of private group chats and social circles on Twitter is so important to them. That becomes their world. And I've got news for them. It's not a real world. And oftentimes it's an echo chamber. So Abbasi thus faced not one but two risks of reputational loss. He could either jeopardize his standing as an attorney entrusted with major real estate transactions, real-world political campaigns, where he is implicitly trusted not to embarrass his employers, his clients, or his standing as a preeminent social media poster. But he chose the latter. Why exactly would anybody choose to protect his standing, your clout online, over real-world careers for which he had devoted years of his life? I mean, getting a law degree is not an easy feat. You know, in my study group, I had five people in my study group, three of whom had to take the bar exam at least twice, one of them at least three times before he finally passed the bar. By the way, footnote, I passed it on the first try. It's not an easy task, getting a medical degree. For that matter, becoming a really good licensed plumber or electrician, becoming a firefighter, becoming a cop, whatever your field of endeavor is, entering that field of endeavor and becoming really good at it takes a lot of work. Yet you spend as much effort becoming as successful online, and I use the term successful in air quotes. He was more concerned about his clout online. That's when I look over my shoulder and ask for a generational shift in politics, and I think, now I know this is one story, one guy. But for all the millennials that listen to this program, you know, and you know that I know, that within your generation, there is that group of people. Now, so I would ask, so if that's who represents your generation, don't you want to somehow get yourself or others to be that generational shift? Because just as boomers can't all be lumped together and that we're not all Bill Clintons, we're not all, well, Mitch McConnell's way beyond the boomer generation, I think. But we don't represent, not all of us are like that. Not all of you are like Abbasi. But I think Abbasi represents perhaps a reason why you won't do or get engaged in that generational shift in politics. Because we live in a culture. I want you to think, try to think how I can describe this. We now live in a culture where millennials find, and the word solace is the word I used originally. You find solace in gaming. You find solace in the adrenaline, the endorphins that you get from when someone retweets you or likes you or adds you to their social media circle of friends or whatever else it is. And that becomes the real world. Not for everybody, but for many. That's a real problem. It's a serious problem. Because then your world's not grounded in reality. Your world is grounded where, indeed, you may not have the intestinal fortitude to stand up when that cabal comes after you, because on April 17th, 2012, you tweeted something that in hindsight you look at, you've totally forgotten about it. And maybe you've had a road to Damascus, you know, epiphany where you realize that if you're reading that tweet today, you would say, oh my gosh, what the hell was I thinking? That is so wrong, and you would delete it. But you don't. Because I don't go back. I don't know how many, you know, I'm curious. I have no idea. Let me look. I was going to say, I have no idea. It used to show how many tweets you had. I can't find that right off the top of my head as I look. But I joined Twitter in October of 2010. So it'll be 13 years that I've been on Twitter. It's not my life. It doesn't totally consume everything. But for many millennials, that's where they go. And that's their life. So, what's the story of this? What's the bottom line of this? What I haven't told you about Abbasi is this. When Trump descended the escalator and inaugurated his campaign, an entire online alternate right or dissident right subculture clung to him, constantly stressing the vitalist and youth pretensions of his movement. That was 8 years ago, longer. During that time, many former members of that subculture found partners. They started families, leading them naturally to drift away as they assumed the responsibilities of the adult world. But then others, like Abbasi, remained there. He remained there in that online alternate right subculture. And that's what makes his story interesting, because here was someone who had punched his ticket out of this overproduced netherworld of millennial losers. He had a good career. He had a good education. He had good skills. He had a good client base for a law practice. He cultivated political patrons. He was preparing to get married. Yet there he is, posting under his own name at a prodigious rate that others in his generation wouldn't even attempt to match unless they were somehow masked by anonymity. He was just posting his life away. One article says this: historians and cultural theorists have argued that civilizations have collective death drives, fueled by an oppressive atmosphere of decline and decay. And here is a new variation: the posting drive. The posting drive. How does that apply to Mr. Abbasi and his descent into some form of Dante's hell because he was a prolific poster and that's where he lived his life online? That coming up next. Hey, let me tell you something. You know, I said earlier that I went to law school, so I am. I'm a recovered attorney. And I know, but I still know the importance of protecting myself and my assets from lawsuits. So if you have a trust or an estate plan, that's a great step. But those trust and estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits, creditors putting things like your assets in various bank accounts in true legal jeopardy. That's where Blake Harris Law comes in. Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect their assets and money from those who would try to take it away in a frivolous lawsuit. Blake Harris Law adds additional layers of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that you don't receive in a traditional trust or estate plan that you might have right now. Now, let me make clear, this is not about tax evasion. This is about making that what you've earned stays yours and you don't have to worry about people suing you. This is about making sure you have your money when you want it, and Blake Harris can show you how to do that. I know you've got questions, so I want you to set up a free consultation. I want you to call Blake Harris Law right now. You can call him right now. 833-ASK-BLAKE. That's 833-ASK-BLAKE, or check Blake out online. Go to BlakeHarrisLaw.com. That's BlakeHarrisLaw.com. I'll be right back.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Is your home's title still in your name? Home Title Lock's free lookup service can make sure it is. Your home's title is online, where thieves can forge your signature, take out loans against it, or even sell it. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs don't protect you. Home Title Lock does. Verify your home is still in your name with Home Title Lock's free lookup service and register your address for 30 free days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com/free. HomeTitleLock.com/free.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Mr. Abbasi from Chicago, the millennial. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And if you want to follow me on social media, because I need those likes. I need those retweets. I need those followers. You simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So in reading some stories about Mr. Abbasi, I came across a story written by an outfit out of the United Kingdom. And they have these last two paragraphs I'm going to share with you. Historians and cultural theorists have argued that civilizations have collective death drives. I never thought about that. A collective death drive. Maybe that's what we're going through right now. They say that it's fueled by an oppressive atmosphere of decline and decay. And here's a new variation. The posting drive. Abbasi, they say, who is continuing to run for office in Chicago now that he has secured the coveted endorsement of some New York-based dissident podcasters, is willing to go down with the ship. So irony poisoned from years of hard posting that the pain of drowning will be nothing short of sweet relief from his need to respond to likes and notifications. Wow. Is that really true? Is that really the millennial generation? Willing to go down with the ship? Because, and I haven't checked to see how this election's going, or how it even went for that matter. But when you stand up, you don't apologize. You say that Osama bin Laden teaches us that people like the strong horse, not the weak horse, which is generally true. But nonetheless, I think that strength is shown by being willing to stand up and say, yes, I was wrong. He's willing to go down the ship, go down with the ship. So irony poisoned from years of hard posting that the pain of drowning will be nothing short of sweet relief from his need to respond to likes and notifications. In other words, he is, in a way, committing not actual suicide, but metaphysical suicide by allowing his life to be destroyed and therefore relieved from the need to continue to look for likes and notifications. Wow. Think about that. I feel sorry for that generation. And I think we as boomers owe a duty to that generation to find those who can help us keep this republic alive and somehow teach them to be the strong horse that's willing to apologize if they've done something wrong. Because remember, Huey Long was right.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.